I'm going to get back to your calls here in a minute. I have a guest. Joey Saladino is with me. Joey is a former prank YouTuber gone political. The first YouTuber running for office. He's also suing AOC for blocking him on Twitter. And AOC is that nutty woman out of New York, Alexandria Cortez. Joey, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Happy Men's History Month.
Hey, you too.
Thank you, buddy. What's your impression of men today?
Men, I think, are getting the shit end of the stick when it comes to the media bias against them, especially from the left-wing media. But I think men are a very vital part of our society's fabric.
Are you a millennial?
I believe so.
And why are men laying down and just taking it? Because the authority, the power is in the man, not in the woman. And women will follow men who are in their natural state of being. Why are men laying down and just letting it happen? Why are they taking it?
I think from kind of like an evolutionary standpoint, men nowadays are having less and less testosterone, so that's leading to them taking it. It's leading to them taking a back seat to leadership roles, especially on the left. A few years ago, I went undercover as Antifa. I pretended I was one of them.
Yes.
And one of the things I've noticed when I went undercover, it was the women running the show. The men were the beta. It was the women totally taking charge and totally taking control. And at least that scene on the left, where the women are entering the more dominant positions.
Beta males! And yep. In all honesty, it's happening on the right, too. If you really open up and be honest, the men on the right are being weak as well. They're weak with their women. Some of them are staying home and becoming women while the ladies go to work. They won't correct the women when they're wrong. So it's happening on both sides. It's more apparent on the left. You're right about that. But it's happening on both sides.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think men really need to step up and start becoming men more.
Yeah. You have decided to run for Congress against Alexandria Cortez. And what made you make that decision?
I'm not running against Alexandria Cortez. I'm running in New York's 11th. That's Staten Island and part of South Brooklyn. It is a Republican plus two district, but it actually was won by a Democrat in 2018. I decided to run because New York City is extremely far left with its mayor, with its governor, especially New York City.
I know what it is. You're suing Cortez. You filed a lawsuit, but I'll come back to that. Are you Republican?
Yes, I'm a Republican.
Oh, I see. And so congratulations, man. I hope you win.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How is it going right now for you as far as your campaign?
It's been going really good. And one of the gauges how you know you're doing good is the opposition that comes at you.
Yeah.
So I've had Antifa attack me plenty of times. They absolutely hate me. They despise me. They put up flyers of me all over D.C. before I did an event there saying that I was a Nazi. Even the Never Trump rhinos from Manhattan that support my primary opponent, they've even come at me, physically charged at me on an occasion, which got broken up pretty quickly before anything could possibly happen. So there's a fear of me from the establishment rhino Never Trump Republicans in New York City, and there's a fear for me from the left. They're trying to play me off as a joke, at least a lot of the people in the mainstream media. But on the ground, I have massive support that they don't even know about.
And what is it about you that they're afraid of?
I think they see a little bit of Trump in my way of doing things, and because I'm the only pro-Trump candidate in my district, a district that voted mostly for Trump.
Amazing.
This is my district, Staten Island, is the only right-leaning district in all of New York City. So this is our only chance to slowly take the city back as if we take my district back.
I wish you well, man. That sounds good to me. You filed a lawsuit against Alexandria Cortez. Is that right?
Yes.
And why did you file a lawsuit against her?
So I filed a lawsuit against her because there was a lawsuit against Trump that Trump lost, saying that he wasn't allowed to block anybody on his Twitter and he had to unfollow a particular group of people that filed the lawsuit. So AOC was one of the politicians that blocked me. So I decided that I would like to sue her to see if the standards apply equally. I've been working on this lawsuit for actually 2-3 months now, and I just filed it recently after the court ruling came out against Trump.
So is there a law that says that politicians are not allowed to block citizens on YouTube?
There is. I think it violates the First Amendment. And because of the lawsuit against Trump, that'll become a case study for this case.
Yeah.
And we're filing it in the same court district that ruled against Trump. So we're going to see if the standards apply equally to the left and the right. And it's pretty much just a big social experiment, just like some of my videos. A lot of people on the left, it's funny because they will cheer that Trump lost the lawsuit, and then I say I file my lawsuit, and they start spamming my page, calling me a big baby, calling me a snowflake, and they're totally missing the point on to why I'm doing the lawsuit. I don't care about AOC blocking me. That's not something I care about. It's all about to see if the standards apply equally.
It's really amazing and to see young millennials such as yourself fighting back. You're not afraid to fight back. And I'm really happy to see that. And as soon as your light comes back on, we'll be able to see you again. His light went out. Amazing. We lost him. He'll be back in a moment. Wow. This is my first time meeting Joey, and I'm impressed. So, Joey, what happened?
I have really, really bad wiring with my internet.
Oh.
So it craps out every once in a while.
Oh, I see. I saw you reach up and then it just went dark. I want to get back to this lawsuit. Oh, you was telling us why. I believe we were talking. What were we talking about before you went away? I think the lawsuit or.
The lawsuit, yes.
And then you were telling us why the Antifa and all these Never Trumper people are going after you. I want to ask. Because you seem to have a lot of courage, you're standing up for what is right. What made you as you are today? Were you raised by both parents and you have a strong father? What made you this way?
Yeah, I was raised by both parents. They're now divorced. They got divorced after I moved out. I moved out of my house when I was, I believe, 18 or 19 years old. I moved to Los Angeles to pursue a career in entertainment and business. So I've been on my own for an extremely long time. I've accomplished a lot. A lot of people like to frame me as just a YouTuber, but being a YouTuber is just a very small portion of what I do when it comes to work. So, I mean, this month I've made – I'm about to do the calculations – just under $250,000 this month, and I only made $10,000 of that from YouTube. So when people call me a YouTuber – that is very disingenuous to all the business that I do off of my YouTube channel.
So you're 25 years old, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, you're almost a Z. I thought you were a little older. You seem older. You seem mature. You seem older. You don't look older, yeah. But you seem older.
Yeah, I matured at a younger age just from being out on my own and doing my own thing and really figuring it out. Being on your own at a young age, you figure things out a lot.
You really do. How old were you when you left home?
I was either 18 or 19.
Amazing. This is why I left home at 18, and it was the way it was. You couldn't stay home after that point, and I'm glad for that. But we now have men who are staying home at 20, in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s. I even know men who are home in their 60s. And so I've always encouraged men to leave home at 18, no later than 18. Get out of there so you can grow up and deal with life. And what's your impression of Alexandria Cortez?
I think she's very misinformed with every single action that she takes. She has very low life experience. I wouldn't be surprised if she was living at home until she got elected into Congress. I mean, we need to look for in our politicians, we need to look for people who have full-on life experience, not somebody who is just a bartender and is getting told to read a script. When I look for politicians, I want to see people who have life experience. I want to see people who have negotiating skills, that have done business. That's why I always believe that Trump was way more qualified than Obama, because Trump knows how to make a deal. Trump knows how to negotiate business. He knows how to work people. Yeah. Obama was a senator before he was
Obama
president.
Was beta male. He was a ridiculous man.
Yeah.
I told the people not to vote for him, that they're going to live to regret it. And he nearly destroyed America. Thank God for the great white hope, President Trump, that he's bringing the country back. I at one point, so you said that people are calling you YouTuber, and these are your enemies who are trying to keep you down, right?
Yeah, they'll call me a YouTuber, and they'll bring up a bunch of the pranks and jackass stunts that I've done in the past, from dating all the way back to 2014. They'll bring that up in an attempt to discredit me.
Yeah. Well, that let you know that you're winning. When they come out of hell like that after you, you're blessed. You're on your way. I read that you went to the Border Wall Symposium. What is that exactly?
So they were crowdfunding to build the border wall, and I believe they also got it funded from some investors. And they built I don't know. I forgot how long of a strip of border wall, but they built the border wall for a period of land. On private land, in order to prevent illegal immigration coming from that area. And apparently they said it made it a lot safer. The arrests from illegal crossings has been down, I believe, over 50% in that area.
Amazing.
Because of the wall, because people aren't even attempting to make the journey or make the trip over there. So it was really cool. And I tried to climb the wall briefly. It is a very hard wall to climb, and even if you do make it up to the top, there's spikes on the top. If you try to throw a rope over it to go up on the rope, the spikes on top will cut the rope. It was pretty effective.
What do you think about – what do you say to those people who say a wall won't solve anything, it's too expensive, and that the wall – I even have dumb black people telling me that a wall is locking us in instead of keeping the people out. I can't believe they say it, but they say it. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
They're
heard.
Looking for any excuse to not get the wall built. The wall is relatively cheap. It will save money in the long run.
Yes.
It is effective. It is a no-brainer. If you are against the wall, then you're anti-American or you're just plain dumb.
I noticed that most people today, not all, but most people don't think for themselves. Whatever the liberal media, the liberal Democratic Party representatives, or the right on Republicans and never Trumpers tell them, they just believe it. Even though it's not true, they don't say, well, let me check this out to see if it's true. They just start repeating it and believe it.
Yeah. The Republican primary opponent, she supported sanctuary cities in New York City. And I think sanctuary cities and the illegal immigration problem hurt our economy.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to minimum wage and when it comes to getting our youth into the workforce.
Yes.
I believe we need to get our youth back into the workforce at a young age, so this way they can mature quicker. And they can move out of their house by the time they're 20, 21, 22, because all these illegals are taking a lot of the entry-level jobs, jobs that are that teenagers should be doing to get that life experience, to figure out what they want to do in their future, to take three or four jobs doing different fields of work in order to just get that experience so they can become their own boss maybe one day or figure out what they really want to do. But that's not happening now because one, minimum wage increases. No one wants to hire a young kid. And the massive flood of illegal immigrants coming in that will take those jobs and work for under minimum wage.
Yeah. The one thing that I'll mention is that, Joey, that illegals coming into our country is bad for the entire country. But with black people, it's even worse in the area of education, health care. Crime. There's enough crime in the inner cities already, but when these illegals come in, they end up in the inner cities first, and they're bringing all sorts of drugs and crimes and gangs and violence. And in the public school here in L.A., almost every day there's a fight between the American blacks and the illegal aliens because the American kids are feeling pushed aside. A lot of these illegal aliens don't speak English, so the teachers have to work on that with the kids. In the meantime, these American kids, blacks, are being just pushed aside. And yet, the blacks keep voting for the Democrats. They keep voting for the very people who are against them. It's mind-blowing to me. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, it seems like the Democrats play a really good job at playing racial politics. My girlfriend, for example, she was a hardcore Democrat, and she believed that Republicans were evil white men trying to keep everybody down. When she met me, I just took her around to all these events, and she quickly realized that was not the case, and she was being lied to by the mainstream media and by politicians. Yes. All over social media and TV. She quickly realized that on her own. I didn't even try to convince her. She realized it on her own. So right now, those people that you're talking about, they need to have their awakening. They need to realize that the Democrats are not on their side. Yes. They're trying to make problems worse. They're trying to just import a bunch of votes. They're trying to downgrade our culture into a dependency. So this way people can still continuously vote Democrat.
Absolutely. We run out of time, Joey, but I want to ask, you tweeted about being shadow banned. I know I've been shadow banned. I've been shadow banned. So it's happening to you as well?
Yes, I'm being shadow banned on a lot of my political accounts. My buddy was trying to search me on Twitter the other day, and he couldn't even find me. He typed in at Joey Salads, and it wasn't even on the result list. I don't know how he ended up finding me. He sent me a screen recording, and I wasn't even on the results. Same thing with my political Instagram account. I believe I'm like the 10th result now or something like that if you type in the exact username. So there is an algorithm in place that does shadow ban, and it's – The shadow ban even goes as far as the search results, which I think is very unfair. Shadow banning in the algorithm is one thing because maybe your content keeps getting flagged and the automated system picks it up to not suggest you anymore. At the end of the day, the automatic system doesn't really know what content you're posting. But to shadow ban you in the search results when someone's specifically going to find you, that is an attack on getting your message out there, and at that point they don't want people to see you because they may not like what you're saying. They may not agree with our tech overlords.
Why don't the people on the right, you guys are very smart, especially millennials and Z's, very smart, very talented. Why don't you create a conservative YouTuber channel or something, and so that you don't need those people on the left, because the people on the left are not going to let you get the truth out there. They're going to stop it. It's just the way it is. The battle between good and evil is not going to let the truth get out if it has control of it in any way. Why don't conservative young men and women create platforms and websites and things like that?
There's a lot of small alternative websites popping up. The only problem is I don't think any of them are going to pop off too much anytime soon because it's pretty much preaching to the choir. The only people that are going to get on these second-rate social media apps are people on the right. And the problem is you need people on the left to also get on these social media apps to make them mainstream. Also, the tech overlords have billions of dollars in funding and investment and cash on hand, so they can easily squash any of the competitors. Right now, Google and Facebook, they're the top dogs. They have all the money. They own majority of the market share. And a lot of these small apps that are coming up, they're just going to get crushed. I do think it is possible for it to happen. They need to have a billionaire step in and say, hey, we're going to actually make a free speech platform. But the problem is you've seen with Gab, they got banned from the App Store, and that cuts down their possible market immensely. So the tech overlord will keep on as soon as another alternative social media comes up and starts to pop off a little bit, then you'll see massive censorship on it to try to squash it. The only way there could be a true alternative source is if Trump leaves Twitter and goes with an alternative social media. That is the only way right now.
That's amazing. I still think, and you're right, I know all those obstacles are in the way. Well, I believe that the right still needs to start it anyway. You know, just start doing it, and eventually you overcome the obstacles that are in the way. But to just not do it or to give up is not the way to go. Joy, it's been amazing. It's amazing meeting you, man. I wish you well. You're a very brave young man. I really, really wish you well. Whatever we can do to help, let me know.
Thank you. I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah. How can people support you? How do they help you in your campaign? How do they get in touch with you?
So they can follow me on Twitter at Joey Salads. If they want to send me a DM, I try to reply to as many as possible. And if they want to contribute to my campaign, is SaladinoForCongress.com. We actually are getting more individual donors than both of my competitors combined because of social media. So we're pretty much trying to show that we have massive support, which we do have massive support. So any small donation helps because it goes towards the cause.
Joey, I really wish you well, man. And we'll talk again soon, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, buddy, for coming on. Appreciate it. Amazing. Absolutely amazing, folks. That's what we need. We need brave men. Men who love what's right and not afraid to stand up for what is right, not afraid to stand up for the country.